Today we continue our Lenten sermon series called Hungering for What Matters. And for the last few weeks, Rob has been saying that we actually hunger for things in our lives that we might not realize. That whether we consciously recognize it or not, deep down, we hunger for relationship with God and intimacy with family and friends, and ultimately, we desire meaning in our lives. Today we explore our hunger, our longing for healing and wholeness. And our scripture from Luke 17 is one of the many healing stories in the Gospels. Jesus heals 10 lepers and one returns to thank him. He bows before him and Jesus responds by saying, "Get up and go, your faith has made you well." Now, this is a beautiful story. That all 10 were healed is wonderful, and the gratefulness of the Samaritan who returned paints this great picture of this connection between him and Jesus. It's a classic Jesus healing story. However, it's also a story that at times has done just as much harm as it has good for people of faith. Because we can read it in such a way that says that the Samaritan leper's faith is what healed him. And so people have read this story and made assumptions. You might have made it yourself while listening to it. That our faith, or the depth of our faith, is what is needed for God to offer physical healing. And if you're like me, I would assume that at times you've prayed for God's healing touch to be upon someone you love or upon yourself. And sometimes that prayer has been granted and sometimes it has not. And if that prayer has not been answered how you hoped it would be, we can read this story and say, well, I guess my faith just wasn't strong enough. If I only had more faith, God would have answered my prayer. So physical healing and faith and prayer can truly be a mystery, can it? Sometimes God heals, and sometimes God does not. I don't assume to have the answer to how physical healing works when we ask God for help. That can be a mystery. So was it the strength or depth of the Samaritan's faith that healed him? No. No, it was not. It was not the Samaritan's faith that healed him. All 10 were healed on their way to see the priest, which they had to do to be allowed back into their community. Nothing in this story describes the other 9's depth of faith, or if they had any faith at all. All that's noted is Jesus' power and desire to heal. The 10 lepers cried out, "Jesus, have mercy on us," and Jesus responds with an emphatic yes. But if we stopped right there at that part of the story and only focused on the physical healing of the lepers, we'd really miss the whole point of this story. So much more is going on here, and something has begun within this Samaritan who comes back to give thanks and praise. Jesus' affirmation at the end of our reading, "Your faith has made you well," can be translated from its original Greek in a couple ways. The version of the Bible that we read from, the NRSV, which Joan read from, translates the last word as "well." It can also be translated as "saved." Your faith has saved you, but not for another distant time far away, but saved you for right now in the present moment. And the King James Version of the Bible uses the word whole. Your faith has made you whole. And the Samaritan has tapped into something outside of just the physical. And so today we are hungering for healing in our lives, and we are also hungering for wholeness in our lives. And wholeness is something that stretches beyond physical healing. Wholeness can come with physical healing, and it can come without physical healing. Wholeness can be an inner healing that leads to an inner peace. Wholeness is the healing of our spirits. Wholeness is the healing of our souls. Wholeness is not just the physical, but it's something deeper. And sometimes God heals us physically, whether that be through the gifts of modern medicine and doctors and nurses, or sometimes through the supernatural. And sometimes God does not heal us physically. But the invitation to wholeness, this invitation that Jesus brings, is always there. And so the second half of today's scripture is really the meat of the story. And how we read Jesus' words will help decide how we understand it. The Samaritan returns and he lays himself in front of Jesus, giving thanks to him and praising God. And I think we can hear Jesus' response to this action in a couple ways. And while I've looked back on my own reading of this scripture, I've probably read the three questions that he then asks, and I've often heard frustration and disappointment in his voice. "Were not 10 made clean, but the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" I've read his questions in such a way where it almost sounded like Jesus was scolding the other 9 lepers. Did you hear him saying this? "I give you a gift and you can't even say thank you." But if we were to read it in that way, we would disregard Jesus' concern and compassion and love that he exemplified over and over in his ministry. To read it in that way is to hear it in such a way that Jesus' needs are the focus and not those around him. Instead, let's read it in such a way that we can hear Jesus' longing and his desire for the other 9 to experience more than just physical healing. "Were not 10 made clean, but the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Or to say it in another way, "My healing has only begun in them. Where are they? There's so much more I want to give them." The 10 lepers were healed from this horrible disease. Thanks be to God. When you had leprosy, you literally were cut off from society. Either your friends and family shunned you out of fear of getting too close and contacting it themselves, or you cut yourself off and walked away from your parents or spouse or your children out of fear that they very well would become afflicted with it too. You were either alone or you found a community of lepers, which seems what was happening in this story, and you made a home with them. You really had no contact with anyone besides your fellow lepers. People saw you and they quickly walked to the other side of the road. And so at the same time that leprosy was growing all over a person's body, I imagine that wounds were forming deep within them as well, wounds of maybe a different kind. These wounds of rejection and the wounds of feeling less than human. Wounds of being shunned by family and friends, or the guilt of cutting themselves off from family and friends. These different kinds of wounds, I'm sure, went deep. The Samaritan returns to Jesus to give thanks and praise to God, and Jesus wonders, where are the other nine? For my healing has only just begun in them. And the Samaritan, in his connection to a loving God and his grateful heart, it seems that he is on this path towards wholeness and healing wounds that were more than just physical. In my own journey towards wholeness, this inner healing, this healing of the soul that God longs for each of us, I've had to recognize some wounds that are in me that still need to be healed. And that's probably the first step, recognizing our need for healing. And I've gone back in my life, even as far back as middle school, and noted that there are wounds from that wonderful time in my life that still have not been healed. It's caused me to say, really? I'm still dealing with that? There's still a little wound there? In our journey to healing and wholeness that Jesus invites us into, we will probably always carry some of our wounds with us. They probably won't completely go away, but God's desire for us, God's longing for us, is that our wounds will be healed in such a way that they no longer control us or have power over us, and that we will keep becoming the children of God that God has created us to be. The Samaritan who returned, he looks to Jesus with openness and with trust and a grateful heart. And maybe that's how we enter into this invitation to wholeness, this inner healing of the soul, an openness to God's good work in our lives, a trust that a loving God desires wholeness in each of us, and a grateful heart that God does, in fact, heal. If we are children of God, then God longs for healing and wholeness in our lives. Thanks be to God.